You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Royal Irish Tours.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris Robinson, and welcome to The Travel Show. Well, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, and everyone around the world is Irish for the day. So, what better destination to talk about than the Emerald Isle? Here in the Zoomer Radio studios, we've gone green to honour St. Paddy, and we're having a bit of a party. You can check out www.chrisrobinsontravelshow.com to see some pictures of us in the studio here. Now, sit back and relax in your armchairs as we invite you to explore Ireland with us. And to get our St. Patrick's Day party going, we've got two great guests. Dana Welch, Manager Canada for Tourism Ireland, is here. And Tanya Johnson, who is Sales Manager for Royal Irish Tours, is also joining us. And Royal Irish were the first and remain, I think, the only tour operator in Canada to produce a standalone Ireland brochure. So we're in such good hands with Tanya and Dana as we journey around the Emerald Isle. Happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you.
Good morning, Chris. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Chris.
You're looking great in the green.
Of course, lots of green this time of year.
Well, everyone is Irish on St. Patrick's Day. And Dana, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated all around the world, isn't it?
That's right, Chris. I think, you know, the saying is even if you're not Irish on St. Patrick's Day, you know, everyone does want to be Irish and just join in the fun. And there's so many great ways you can join in on the fun, such as the parades. There's the ones in Toronto and Montreal, both on the 19th today, and then Ottawa and Vancouver also, and so many more across the country.
And St. Patrick's Day is an event that brings a smile to everyone's face. And there's some fascinating history too. So I think we ought to cover that a little bit, Dana, and we can do that with St. Paddy's Fast Facts. Are you up for that?
I am. Let's go.
Okay. So first and foremost, was St. Patrick actually Irish?
He wasn't actually. He was thought to have originally come from either Wales or Scotland, where he was abducted at the age of 16 and actually brought to Northern Ireland at that time as a slave.
So not many people know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, why March the 17th for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that's simple. It actually it marks the date of the saint's death. So Patrick died in 461 in Saul in County Down.
461 AD.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Who actually invented the idea of St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, so it was a gentleman by the name of Luke Wadding. He was an Irish friar, actually, from Waterford, whose persistent efforts turned March 17th into a feast day.
Aha. Okay. Now, another key question. Why were you all wearing green?
Well, yeah, green is a color that's actually, it's now synonymous with St. Patrick's Day, as we all know, as people of Irish descent all over the world wear a piece of green clothing on March 17th. But the wearing of green actually only became a popular tradition in the 19th century. Up until then, the color most commonly associated with St. Patrick's was actually blue.
Blue. Okay. Well, next year I shall perhaps remember that and wear some blue.
Yeah, change it up.
Absolutely.
Blue it up for next year.
What about the parades that we all know and love? When was the first parade?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So the first St. Patrick's Day parade was not held in Ireland at all. In fact, it was held in Boston, and that was in 1737. That was then followed by an official parade in New York in 1766. And Ireland was a little further behind, where our first parade was held in Waterford in 1903. But also to note, Canada's first parade was held in Montreal.
Oh, do you know what year that was?
Yes, I believe it was 1824.
Wow. Very good. Yes, 1824 indeed. Okay, so now, of course, the whole world, as we say, goes green. Where in particular is lighting up green this year?
Yeah, so there's so many locations across the globe as part of our global greening campaign. So it's everything from buildings to rivers that goes green for St. Patrick's Day. And this year there's some new sites joining the lot, which is One World Trade Center in New York, the City Hall and Heron Tower in London. And right here in Canada, we actually have Niagara Falls going green. So I had the pleasure of being there this past weekend and turning on the lights green. And I can tell you, stunning and beautiful. Those lights are so impressive. There's actually a few other sites that are interesting too. The Big Nickel in Sudbury is going to be going green, and the Big Fiddle in Cape Breton, and then we have Casa Loma, the Toronto Sign, many other locations will all be going green for St. Patrick's.
Love it. A green Casa Loma.
Yes,
I like that idea. Okay, well, that's the history of St. Patrick's Day. Now, of course, there are so many things that are unique about taking a vacation in Ireland.
Absolutely. So there's so many things to see and do, and some things that people might not have thought of or been thinking of for Ireland. You know, like the beaches as well. You can go, you can go surfing in Ireland. There's so many unique things to do, but also combine that with the heritage and the culture, the people, as well as, you know, the pubs and the traditional music. So many unique aspects of things in Ireland.
And something else which people are talking about these days are the number of TV and film sets that that are Irish.
Absolutely. So there's so many connections between film and Ireland. So, and you can visit these places and go on tours and trails. So one of the key connections is Game of Thrones, as you may know. So shot in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland really is known as Game of Thrones territory. So places like Tullymore Forest and Castle Ward, and of course the iconic and beautiful The Dark Hedges.
Oh, yes.
We also have Vikings. It's shown on the History Channel here in Canada, and it's filmed in County Wicklow. And then, of course, Star Wars. So that famous last scene in the most recent Star Wars that was on Skellig Michael, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, located in a little village of Port Magee along the Wild Atlantic Way. So many film connections. And then, of course, ones going back like The Quiet Man, Saving Private Ryan, and then to more current ones like Brooklyn and Sing Street. So many, many connections.
Lots to check out. Tanya, let's turn it over to you, because Royal Irish specializes, of course, in tours to Ireland. What is it, do you think, in your mind that makes Ireland so special for your customers?
Well, in my mind, top of my list, of course, will be the people. The warmth of the Irish people and the Irish welcome that you get when you go into Ireland. Logistically, it's the closest point in Europe. So you can be there with good headwinds in about 5.5 hours, which is not too bad. It's faster than driving through traffic in this city most days. it's safe, of course. English speaking, the history and the culture, absolutely huge. And I think for most people, of course, the genealogy. You know, first,
we've all got a bit of Irish blood in us, it seems.
Everybody has a little bit of Irish. And if you don't, I mean, people go back and you can find some of your Irish ancestry there. And of course, the stunning scenery. I mean, it's beautiful, dramatic, the cliffs, the water. I think it has everything you need as a vacation.
It has a bit of everything, doesn't it?
It really does, yes.
So Royal Irish Tours, of course, have all kinds of different vacation types. Tell us about that, and tell us about Royal Irish.
Sure. Well, Royal Irish Tours, we are a Canadian tour operator with deep roots in Ireland and family run. So Canadian, family, Irish, which means we're nice, as I like to tell people. we do have a passion for Ireland. Our program really consists of our coach tours. We offer first-class coach tours, nice and leisurely, two stops along the way. Breakfast is included, 3-course evening meals, and we encompass the entire island. We've got smaller sightseeing tours. Those are kind of fun, maybe for someone that wants a little bit more free time and their evenings to themselves. Driving holidays, if you don't want a coach, you can drive yourself, and we have an abundance of itineraries. But I think the most important thing to remember is that we can customize. So whatever it is you want, wherever it is you want to go, you can stay in a bed and breakfast, a castle, a hotel, a manor home. We can put it all together. So just bring us your wish list.
And you've always got one or two new things too.
We certainly do. I mean, this year what's new, of course, we've opened our office in Dublin. We opened it in November. That's really exciting for us. So we've got eyes and ears on the ground looking out for everything that's new. Our coaches, smaller numbers on our coaches, between 26 and 40 passengers. And that was really due to our demand from our passengers. So we listened. Wi-Fi on board. So you're never too far away from... You can't switch off. The irony is if you get service, then good luck with it in some of the places we go to. And of course, on some of our tours now, our larger ones, we have a driver and a guide. So.
And you also got some great deals. You always have got great deals.
We always have great deals. And right now, our Manor Royal, which is our deluxe tour, is something we're really highlighting. And if you have a look on our website this weekend, you'll see about $800 savings on that per person.
Wow.
So don't delay.
Okay, we'll talk more about that a little later in the show. What about booking? How do you actually go about booking a Royal Irish
tour? Right. Booking a Royal Irish tour is pretty simple. Really pick up the phone and give us a call. Our toll-free number, 1-866-907-8687. But if that's too much to remember, contact your travel agent or look up Royal Irish Tour. Sorry, we have a new website.
Ooh.
And that's ritvacations.com.
Okay, ritvacations.com. And of course, Dana, you've got a website to go to for all things Irish.
We do, absolutely, ireland.com.
Lovely. And of course, as always, links and reference information about today's show is posted on chrisrobinsontravelshow.com as well. Don't go away, because when we return, we're going to be talking about Dublin, one of my favourite cities anywhere in the world, and a lot more besides. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Getting to Ireland has never been easier, meaning now is the time to discover the Emerald Isle. Cross 11 deluxe days off your Irish bucket list with the Manor Royal Coach Tour from Royal Irish Tours. Visit an 18th century Irish estate, view the mighty Cliffs of Moher, and stay in five-star castles. Select dates are now on sale, starting at under $3,600 per person, including air. Visit ireland.com and start planning. Then book with Royal Irish Tours at ritvacations.com.
Wondering why you should go to your Ford store for tires? You are a champion. For starters, we won't be undersold on tires. You are deserving of love. Plus, only we have Ford-trained experts who'll help you select the right tire based on your vehicle and driving habits. You are the best version of you, which should make you feel confident while driving. And couldn't we all use a little extra confidence? You're a star. Reach for yourself. So when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. See participating Ford store for details. You are an amazing listener.
She's 75, and, you know, you would not believe it when you look at her. She's just aged really gracefully.
I'm talking with Kim Itso, deputy editor of Zoomer magazine, about the April issue with Anne Margaret on the cover. And I agree with you. She looks amazing. And it seems like she's been a superstar forever. But in fact, she's had to reinvent herself along the way, hasn't she?
She came of age and to stardom in the 60s. And then when the hippie movement and the civil rights movement came through, people sort of dismissed her as like old school or like old fashioned. But then she sort of had a revitalization in the late 60s, early 70s. Then she had a tragic accident and fell and broke her jaw. Then she was also cast in a movie, Carnal Knowledge, and got an Oscar nomination. So that really turned things around for her acting career.
And she's got a new movie out.
She stars in a new film this month called Going in Style, opposite Morgan Freeman and Alan Arkin, a comedy about retirees who knock off the bank they made off with their pension fund.
The April issue of Zoomer magazine, with Anne Margaret on the cover, on newsstands now. This is your life. Zoomer magazine. Tarragon Theatre steps into the emotional minefield of the millennial. There's the wife, fed up with domestic life. Her husband, contemplating an affair with a secret admirer. Throw in a music reviewer, a YouTube star, PhD student, and a computer programmer turned hip-hop artist, and you've got award-winning playwright Aaron Shields' raucous exploration of the millennial generation. Attend the world premiere of The Millennial Malcontent on stage until April 9th at Tarragon Theatre. Tickets at tarragontheatre.com.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Royal Irish Tours.
He's been there, done that, and wants to go back. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris Robinson, and welcome back to The Travel Show. Now, this week, we're heading to Ireland. Well, Ireland, of course, is blessed with spectacular scenery. It ranges from the misty mountains to stunning coastal cliffs, and from ancient castles to quaint historic towns and cities. Ireland is the backdrop to many famous films and TV series, and this beautiful scenery was definitely made for touring. And that's just what we're doing on the show today, helped by Royal Irish Tours, who are Canada's leading tour operator to Ireland and who are celebrating 16 years of creating memorable vacations to the Emerald Isle. And to guide us around this most beautiful country, I'm joined on the show today by Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland and by Tanya Johnson at Royal Irish Tours. And Dana, I'm very often asked, what is the best time to go to Ireland to see everything?
Well, that's a great question. If you take this week, for example, and the snow that we've had here in March, really, you know, it's much more warm in Ireland at this time of year, temperate. Yeah. So right now,
it would be really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now would be a really great time to visit, and really any time throughout the year. So if you're looking for, you know, the heritage and culture and all those things, the museums, all those things they're open throughout the year. So combine that with the direct year-round access from Air Canada Rouge as well as Aer Lingus, you can really get there any time of the year.
Actually, you're right. The flights now to Ireland just seem to be multiplying, both winter and summer.
Absolutely. So we have the year-round access, as I mentioned. We also have seasonal service with Air Transat, WestJet, and ASL Airlines. So lots of direct access going into Ireland.
And lots of choice means lots of competition, which
means
good prices.
Good value. Absolutely. And if you take the shoulder season, you know, that's also a different, another opportunity to get some good value at that time of year also.
For sure. And of course, Tanya, if you go with Royal Irish, then everything is taken care of you. And actually, you can actually even get your airline flights through
Indeed, Royal Irish. You can. You know, as far as getting there, I don't mind how you get there. I just want you to go. But the options that we can offer would be Air Transat, Air Canada, and Aer Lingus.
Right, all good and well-known, reputable names.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Ireland does offer an amazing range of accommodation, of course, and Royal Irish build these into all of your tours?
We do. I mean, from bed and breakfast, which are lovely family-run homes. We have something new I'm going to put out there, which is coming up. A bed and breakfast now have a 5-star range. Or they're more kind of like farmhouses, a little bit unique, a property with something different. So look out for that. We're just putting that together right now. That'll be on our website, so a little different.
I like that idea.
It looks lovely. I'm looking forward to seeing it. If you're looking for something to stay put a little bit, we can offer a cottage. Cottages will sleep up to 6 people, so maybe good for a group of friends or families. Multi-generational families is great, so you've got something for everyone. We'll include a car so you can go off and do your day tripping as you please. Manor houses, of course, those historic manor houses are beautiful with their listed buildings and antique furniture, and of course right up to castles. So
if you've ever dreamt of staying in a castle, and perhaps Ireland is the place to do it.
Ireland is the place to stay in a castle.
City hotels too, of course. And Dana, Dublin is a fascinating city to visit. And some of the city hotels there are spectacular.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so many, you know, if you look at kind of what are the must-sees to visit in Dublin, there's a very long list, you know, starting with there's the Georgian architecture and just the stunning piece of the city of Trinity College and so many other fantastic sites. And then taking in Temple Bar and the cultural district there. And if you wanted to join in on one of the food trails, there's many options that way, as well as touring some of the distilleries. So the Jameson Distillery recently had a major renovation take place there, so it's a good opportunity to check that out. Or one of the newer distilleries, which is Teeling, and it's a working distillery in the Liberties District. So then, of course, a no stop in Dublin would be complete without a visit to the Guinness Storehouse, which is one of the most visited attraction in Dublin. And as you can attest, Chris, I think you can talk about the stunning views that you see from the gravity bar of the city there. So it's definitely one to be on the list.
Yeah, the best views in the city for sure, and also the best Guinness you're going to drink anywhere in
Definitely.
The world.
Yeah.
And so much history in Dublin too, wherever you look.
Yeah, so we, you know, places like the National Museum, or when you definitely want to visit Comenham Jail, of course Trinity College and the Book of Kells, but also once you visit the Book of Kells, you have an opportunity to go up to the Long Room, and it's stunning up there. So definitely want it to be on the list. And then there's a little hidden gem just off St. Stephen's Green, which is called the Little Museum of Dublin, and it really chronicles the history of the city. It gives you a real intimate and informative glimpse into the life of Dublin in the 20th century. It also features a U2 exhibit as well. So great spot to look
at. And some of these spots, of course, are also used in TV series.
Yes, just series like Penny Dreadful or Ripper Street, and then some recent ones like Brooklyn, as well as Sing Street. So again, some great connections there.
Tanya, over to you, because you make it very easy to stay in Dublin.
We do. We offer a Dublin Delight, which is a Dublin city stay. It's a great way to go. It's a package that'll give you 3 nights accommodation in a Dublin city hotel. You can choose a 3, 4, 5 star, so that's up to you. Full Irish breakfast daily, which is your lovely full-cooked breakfast. And Ireland these days are very much into the local produce, so that's really, really nice. We'll offer you a transfer. So when you arrive into the airport, we'll transfer you into your hotel. You'll have a Dublin Pass while you're there, and the Dublin Pass will give you entry into many of the attractions that Dana's just talked about, and as well as a hop-on, hop-off sightseeing tour, and that's valid for 2 days.
Yeah, both of those are great. Last visit to Dublin, I took advantage of both of those. And that's what I like about your stuff is it's so flexible, it's so personalised.
That's right. I mean, it's really difficult. Everybody has different things that they want to go and see and do when they're on vacation. So we try and make it possible that it suits everybody of every age and every different interest.
And Dana, just to talk about something else, which I think everyone thinks about when they think of Ireland, that's, of course, the pubs.
Yes, of course. So getting an opportunity to hear some of the traditional music and meet some of the friendly locals along the way, perhaps, taste some of the Guinness from an authentic Irish pub there, so lots of opportunities that way.
Yeah. And Tanya, you have a tour that takes advantage of all this called Irish Twist.
We do. I love the Irish Twist because it's a twist on what we normally do. And the nice thing about that is we take you to some of the key cities, Dublin, Killarney, Galway, and we'll take you out for dinner to a local pub. For example, we do lunch at Nancy Hand's pub, which is a classic Irish bar. And places such as Galway and Killarney will give you a little bit of free time to explore. What's nice is it also takes you down along the Wild Atlantic Way and you can see the beautiful coastline while you're there.
And there's so often music involved in these pubs too, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. We'll take you out for an evening and song and dance at the Trad on the Prom in Galway. As well as, of course, once we get to Dublin, we've got the Guinness Storehouse.
Ah, yes.
Not to be missed, the Middleton Distillery, which is in Cork, and that's part of the way there. And a new trend in Canada that I'm noticing is the craft breweries. Mm. Ireland, too, has its own little supply of craft
breweries.
There's
a bit of a theme here.
So if you're enjoying them on this side of the Atlantic, I encourage you to go over, and we'll take you into the Franciscan Well Brewery in Cork. So
a real
treat.
I like that idea. How about an idea of cost for something like the Irish Twist, for instance?
Well, the Irish Twist, again, that's something that we have going on sale, but what we can get with the Irish Twist, that's going out at about $1,800 at the moment. That includes your flight. So that's nights accommodation, breakfast daily, your evening meals, and the flight and the tax.
I think that's an incredible price.
I think so too.
And I think that's something to talk about too, because Ireland is less expensive, I think, than perhaps it used to be. I mean, you've got Northern Ireland, of course, which still uses the British pound, so that's sunk.
Correct.
Real low. So
yeah, with the changes there. The value has certainly changed there. And there is great value on offer in Ireland. So we would encourage you to take advantage of these great pieces out from Royal Irish now.
It's for great. Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. I want to book it.
Okay.
How do I go about it?
All right. Do you want to book it? Well, you can either call your travel agent or you can go online, ritvacations.com, and all of our numbers are there.
Fantastic. And you can plan your trip to Ireland, of course, by visiting Dana's excellent website at
ireland.com.
Easy to remember, isn't it? The Royal Irish Tours website, again, is ritvacations.com. And if you can't remember all of this, don't worry. We've put it all together on the Travel Show website. So just go to chrisrobinsontravelshow.com. And you'll also find lots of additional information there about Ireland, podcasts of past shows, and lots more besides. So we're just going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be heading up to the north, to Northern Ireland, on our tour of Ireland today. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Getting to Ireland has never been easier, meaning now is the time to discover the Emerald Isle. Cross 11 deluxe days off your Irish bucket list with the Manor Royal Coach Tour from Royal Irish Tours. Visit an 18th century Irish estate, view the mighty cliffs of Moher, and stay in five-star castles. Select dates are now on sale, starting at under $3,600 per person, including air. Visit ireland.com and start planning. Then book with Royal Irish Tours at ritvacations.com.
You're intrigued by magic windows. You're thinking of getting magic windows. You'd love to see magic windows for yourself. You could visit thousands of happy magic windows owners and stand outside and yell as loud as you can for them to come out and let you in. But with magic windows, they won't be able to hear you. Instead, examine magic windows, test magic windows, prove to yourself the miracle of magic windows at the Magic Windows Showroom. Roundtree Dairy Road, just west of Weston Road, just south of Highway 7.
In 2 years, you could fly to Mars and back twice. And in 2 years, you could print up to 8,000 pages with the Epson EcoTank 4550. It has a refillable super tank and comes with enough ink to print for up to 2 years, totally cartridge-free.
From the producers of Rain, Let It Be, and the Pink Floyd Experience, Anarin Productions proudly presents...
Come fly with me, we'll fly...
A Night with Sinatra and Friends, starring master crooner and impressionist Rick Michael, performing old Blue Eyes' biggest hits.
Strangers in the night...
Plus, Dean Martin, Rodney Dangerfield, and more.
I got no respect from anybody.
Coming to Sony Center for the Performing Arts in Toronto, April 11th. Purchase your tickets at sonycenter.ca.
The Nissan Rogue comes standard with heated front seats, rear view monitor, LED lights, and more. And now during the Nissan My Choice sales event, lease a Rogue from $254 monthly at 0.99% APR. That's like paying only $59 a week. Or choose from up to $3,500 bonus cash or up to $4,000 in parts and accessory credit on other models. Offers end March 31st. Visit choosenissan.ca or see your Nissan retailer. Offer includes $1,500 bonus cash and $1,495 down.
Spring is calling, so go snap, swipe, like, and share your spring spirit using the amazing iPhone. During the Fido Spring Fling event, there's an iPhone for everyone. The iPhone SE, 6S, or 6S Plus, starting at $0 on select two-year plans. Plus, get a 2 GB data bonus. Now that's an offer worth springing for. Visit a Fido store or go to Fido.ca today. Conditions apply. Fido. Go get it.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Royal Irish Tours.
Seeing the world through your radio. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show and to our celebration of all things Irish. My guests this week are Tanya Johnson from Royal Irish Tours and Dana Welsh at Tourism Ireland. And this part of the show... we're heading north. Dana, we visited Dublin in the last segment of the show, and we're heading now to Belfast. So what are the highlights of this, again, one of my favourite cities?
Yes, well, like Dublin, it's a long list of highlights, but just to pick a few. So we have Belfast City Hall, which is one of Belfast's most iconic buildings.
And that's a magnificent place. So you've got to go on a tour of that.
It is, especially around the holidays and at Christmas. The lights that they have are just beautiful, and the Christmas markets out front. So many things there. We also have St. George's Market in Belfast. It's over 100 years old, a covered market with over 200 stalls, ranging from zips to shark meat. So many different items on offer there. It was recently voted one of the top three markets in the UK. And then we have Cathedral Quarter, which was named after St. Anne's Cathedral, with a host of restaurants, pubs, great architecture, and then, of course, some live music venues. And then you could also, you know, take in the Belfast Food Trail. So it's actually a lady by the name of Caroline Wilson, who's a lawyer by trade and just loves food and loves her her town, and she developed this wonderful food trail. So you can join in with some locals and some tourists alike and get a chance to meet the artists and producers.
I shall add that to my list. For my next visit. What about Titanic Belfast?
Of course. So Titanic Belfast, interesting to note, was recently named the world's leading tourist attraction in the prestigious World Travel Awards. So if you think about all the attractions globally that it would have been up against.
That's a hell of an honour. Yeah.
Yes, very pleased with that accolade. Absolutely.
Well, 5 years ago, I think it was, when it opened, I was privileged to actually be broadcasting live from the opening. And it's more of an experience. It's not a museum. It really is an experience, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And you could spend the whole day there. Going through the multiple different areas. So it's, it does a great job of bringing the connection of the heritage between those two places. So whether you want to explore through the video wall and the immersive video wall, look at the displays of the first, second, and third class cabins, or take in the afternoon tea, there's so many different elements to do. And recently they've included the SS Nomadic as part of that, which is the ship that would have taken the first class passengers out to the Titanic. So talk about the detail and just the intricacies of the woodwork and everything there. It's just beautiful. So definitely something to add to the list when you're visiting Titanic Belfast.
I really do want to do that, because I took a hard hat tour around the Nomadic when being worked on.
So I'll have to get back and see it now.
So I'd love to see the
finish.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Fantastic. Now, difficult though it is to tear yourself away from Belfast, of course the landscapes of the north are absolutely iconic in many ways.
Absolutely. So if you take the Giant's Causeway, for example, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and the rock formation in the north, it's stunning. No matter how many times you see it, it's jaw-dropping and stunning. We also have Dunluce Castle, which is located along the edge of the cliff there in Northern Ireland, or you could take a cruise on beautiful Loch Earn, which is actually the second biggest lake system in Northern Ireland.
And if you really want to get close to that rugged North Antrim coastline, well, there's some opportunities for thrill seekers like me.
Yes, I believe you've had a chance to visit the Carrickaree Rope Bridge.
So
it swings about 30 metres above the rocky North Antrim coast and swings more depending on who's on there.
Yes, if you have a 10-year-old local kid who's having some
fun. Moving around, yes, definitely. We also have the Gobbins, which is the dramatic coastal cliff path walk along the edge of the Irish Sea. So some adventure options definitely available in Northern Ireland.
Yeah. And of course, the movies and TV shows have been here too.
Yes, so Game of Thrones. Most notably. So as I mentioned, Northern Ireland is Game of Thrones territory. So many different ways to explore with that. But looking at some of those iconic sites like Ballintoy Harbour or Castle Ward, and then the Dark Hedges, as we mentioned. So the beautiful tree formation there.
Okay, so Tanya, again, you're the practical one. If you want to go out and see all this,
how can you make it happen? Well, there's a few ways to do it, of course. We've put together our nice, we've got Belfast City Stays. We were talking about the Dublin Delight earlier. We've got Belfast City Stays, which you can combine with Dublin. You can take the train up, put you into Belfast for 3 nights. Same thing, a lovely 4-star city centre hotel, hop on, hop off sightseeing tours. We'll send you out on an excursion to visit the Giant's Causeway. So learn the legend of Finn McCool.
Finn McCool, yes.
Some of you may have visited Finn McCool's last night. Well, you can go to Ireland with us and learn the legend of Finn McCool. We'll also take you out along the Antrim Coast, which is just beautiful. I mean, if the day is clear enough, you can see Scotland from the other side. And it was the inspiration for C.S. Lewis, for any of you who are literary fans, who wrote The Witch, the Lion and the Wardrobe. So that's actually where he took his inspiration from.
I was brought up on that as a lad.
Yes, yeah, it was fabulous stories. Yeah. Again, also we'll take you into the Titanic experience. Once you're in there, it's pretty much a self-guided tour. It means so many different things to different people, and I found it such a humbling visit.
Yeah, it's quite moving, isn't it?
It is. So there's no actual tour guide. You can go along and learn as you go and hear the stories about everybody on there. Another favorite of mine, which is really interesting, that we take you to would be the Crumlin Road Jail. And this has only been opened as a visitor attraction for a couple of years now, 2 to 3. And it'll tell you the story of being in a prison in Northern Ireland right back to the 1800s. So whether you were a young boy who stole a cabbage, from very sad stories like that, and right up to many famous people these days in Ireland who you may see in their parliament today.
So. Yes, because yesterday's terrorists are today's politicians.
That's the way it seems to go.
Absolutely. And for me, this is one of the great reasons to visit Belfast. Is it's such a good news story that such a vibrant community and city has emerged from the troubles.
So many characters, such a flavorful place. Everybody has a story. It's truly worth going, meeting the locals and listening to their history and what they have to say.
And if you want to just sit back and get out and see the glorious Northern Ireland countryside, you have something for that too.
We certainly do. We've got a couple of coach tours that take you up there, and one of my favourites would be the Manor Royal coach tour. What I like about the Manor Royal is this year we have changed our itinerary and we're actually taking you up into Northern Ireland for the first time. And we stay at the Culloden, which is a beautiful 5-star hotel.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
It's just stunning, and it sits in Hollywood. I don't know if you knew that Northern Ireland has its own Hollywood.
Of course.
And the star of Hollywood would be the Culloden Hotel, which was originally built as a palace for the Dean of County Down.
Wow, who knew that?
Who knew
the
that?
Dean of County Down.
Our goal, really, on this tour is sometimes less equals more. We want to give you more time to experience the castles, the cities. We take you out to dinner in Robinson's, a local eatery, and afterwards you get to...
Beautifully named.
Oh, it's lovely. Of course. you get to have your own Irish coffee making demonstration.
Ah.
And once you've made it, you have to drink it.
Well, and of course, an Irish coffee is a bit of a special coffee.
Yes, it is indeed.
What about the Shamrock Royal Tour?
Shamrock Royal, that's our most inclusive tour of Ireland. It's 14 nights with predominantly two-night stays along the way, very leisurely. We try not to keep you on the coach for more than an hour at a time, so that you're out and about a lot. When you are on the coach, of course, you've the lovely big panoramic windows, your seats go back, and as we mentioned before, you now have Wi-Fi and modern conveniences on board.
What sort of budget should we be setting aside for something like this?
For the Shamrock Royal, you know, I'm going to say approximately $3,000 per person, and that'll certainly get you over there.
And you've got so many inclusions in all of this.
Fully inclusive. So your breakfast is included, your evening meal is included, and all your visits along the way. So you're not digging your hands in your pocket as you go along all the way. So everything that we lay out for you is included.
Wonderful. Okay, booking it is simple through you guys.
Again, yes, yep. You can contact us. You can go to our website to find our phone number details, and that's ritvacations.com, or call your local travel agent.
And let's talk about the other important website here, which is the Irish one.
It is. It's ireland.com, or you could also follow us along on Twitter at GoToIrelandCA.
Right. And you have Pinterest as well.
We do, yes.
And the imagery that you have on your website, I think, is just fabulous.
Yes, we hope that, you know, provides great inspiration, but opportunity to see the beauty that is on offer in Ireland.
Yeah, so if you go to the website, be warned, it comes with a warning that you will be absolutely hooked, and you'll have to be booking your trip to Ireland pretty soon.
Indeed.
You can find all of the details too, and pages of planning notes on planning your trip to Ireland at the Chris Robinson Travel Show website. And do stay with us, because we're going to take a quick break now, and then we'll be getting the inside track on two wonderful regions of Ireland, the Wild Atlantic Way and Ireland's Ancient East. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Getting to Ireland has never been easier, meaning now is the time to discover the Emerald Isle. Cross 11 deluxe days off your Irish bucket list with the Manor Royal Coach Tour from Royal Irish Tours. Visit an 18th century Irish estate, view the mighty Cliffs of Moher, and stay in five-star castles. Select dates are now on sale, starting at under $3,600 per person, including air. Visit ireland.com and start planning. Then book with Royal Irish Tours at ritvacations.com.
Hey, saw the Rogers truck outside your house?
Yep, just got the Crazy About Sports bundle.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, the Crazy About Sports shopping online and calling the in-laws bundle.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What bundle fits your life? Switch to Rogers today with internet, TV, and home phones starting from $99.99 a month with guaranteed savings for 12 months. Plus, ask how you can get a $200 Rogers Visa prepaid card on us with select three product bundles on a one-year term. Call 1-888-ROGERS-1 or visit a store for details.
Tim Hortons presents Perfect Pairings.
So my name is Ezra.
And my name is Samiha.
And we're sisters.
She went away all summer.
So it was like a 5-month period where we didn't see each other.
Yeah. And then I came back from Peru and was like, okay, Tim's again.
Tim Hortons is the home of perfect pairings. Like the new fresh grilled spicy buffalo chicken wrap and loaded potato wedges for just $5.99.
It's just kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Regular size products only, plus applicable taxes. Prices may vary by region.
The most popular movie musical of all time is making a splash in St. Jacobs, Singing in the Rain. Set in the golden age of cinema, this fun-filled romantic comedy features dazzling dancing and a hit parade of feel-good tunes. Don't miss the unforgettable production that showers you with everything you could wish for in a classic Broadway musical. Singing in the Rain, March 22nd to April 15th at the St. Jacobs Country Playhouse. Call 1-855-DRAYTON or visit DraytonEntertainment.com.
Hey, it's Tony Robbins. How are you? Listen, I'm reaching out to you right now because I'm coming to Toronto for the Real Estate Wealth Expo, and I'm bringing my friend Pitbull, and I'm going to do a 3-hour breakthrough session that's going to knock your socks off and show you how to take yourself, your life, or your business from where you are to where you truly want to be. It'll be a session I promise you'll never forget. It's the one time I'm doing it. So we're coming to Toronto here on March 18th. Pitbull and myself, set of breakthroughs. Go to, if you would, realestatewealthexpo.com and get your seats today. I really look forward to seeing you and serving you.
Don't miss Tony Robbins, Pitbull, Jim Treleaving of Dragon's Den,
TV flip star Christina El Moussa and 28 other celebrities Saturday, March 18th. Be among the first 85 to call for tickets and save $100. You'll pay only $49 for this event. Go to realestatewealthexpo.com/Zoomer or call 1-800-699-8050. 1-800-699-8050.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Tourism Ireland and Royal Irish Tours.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on St. Patrick's Day weekend. We're in the company of Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland and Tanya Johnson from Royal Irish Tours. Royal Irish will make your trip to Ireland a reality as they can take care of just about everything. The flights, accommodation, car rental perhaps, coach tours or whatever you want. And all the little details are taken care of. That's what I like really here with Royal Irish Tours. Tanya, baggage handling, car rental deal that takes care of the car insurance details, all in one easy to understand package.
Yes, absolutely. That's the most important thing. It's a vacation.
Yeah.
We want you to have a nice time and stress-free.
Absolutely. So you just don't have to worry. Now, I want to talk in this segment about one of the most beautiful parts of Ireland. And we touched on it briefly before, but the Wild Atlantic Way. It's a beautiful name for a beautiful part of Ireland. Tell us a little bit more about it, Dana.
Absolutely. So the Wild Atlantic Way is actually the world's longest defined coastal touring route, which is pretty impressive. So if you think of the size of the island of Ireland in and of itself, it's not huge. But the fact that we boast the world's longest defined coastal touring route is impressive. So it runs from Donegal to Kinsale and West Cork. And it's really an opportunity to kind of immerse yourself in the culture, the music and the food of every coastal town and village that dots the very rugged western coastline. So it's rugged. It's beautiful. I'm not sure if you know, Chris, but actually, the Wild Atlantic Way features the coolest place on the planet, according to National Geographic, and that's Donegal.
Wow. Okay, now Donegal is pretty special. That's up there on the northwest, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful coastline. It's spotted with sea stacks, some blue flag beaches, and offshore islands. So it really is kind of a land that feels a bit undiscovered. So an opportunity to get out there and take it all in.
Yeah, and all this wildness, of course, can be packaged up neatly into a Royal Irish tour.
It certainly can. We've talked about a couple of our coach tours that will take you along the Wild Atlantic Way, the Irish Twist, and the Shamrock Royal. But we also do smaller sightseeing tours. So this would be a nice small 16-seater. It gets you off the beaten track a little bit more, which is certainly what you want in that part of the region. And what's really nice about this one is you can stay in a bed and breakfast or a hotel. So it's a great way to combine meeting the locals by staying in a B&B and still not having to drive yourself and having the coach tour element.
Yeah, that's a particularly good idea because some of these roads along the Wild Atlantic Way are pretty wild themselves.
Wild themselves, exactly.
So it's not a bad idea to have somebody doing the driving. I do love that. But also, next time I go to Ireland, another region I really want to explore is the Ancient East, Ireland's Ancient East. This is a relatively new idea. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's been combined really the touring route there to feature on Ireland's Ancient East. So there's lots of Viking history there. It's where I mentioned the TV series Vikings is filmed in County Wicklow, and really takes in also the Viking Triangle, so Waterford, Wexford, and Kilkenny. So all of the places with the Viking names within that region. Yeah.
So it might be a relatively new name for the region, but of course it's the region itself has a very deep history and mysterious history too.
Yes, so lots of wonderful and really unique stories coming out of that region, but it's a great opportunity to explore 5,000 years of European history in a really compacted area. So it's ancient men, early Christians, medieval lords and their descendants have all been seduced by these most lush green and fertile lands. So the Ancient East really allows visitors to get off the beaten track to see, hear, touch and feel the imprints of the millennia of settlers in this land. So you can discover tombs older than the pyramids, like Newgrange, which I think you're familiar with. So lots of heritage and culture within that region.
Now, we're talking about 5,000 years of history here, which is just mind-blowing for us in Canada.
Absolutely. You know, we're celebrating 150 this year in Canada, which is impressive, obviously, in and of itself. But when you're looking at the comparison to 5,000 years of European history, and, of course, looking at Newgrange, which is, in fact, older than the pyramids. So,
yes, older than the pyramids. Just get that.
Yeah, just wrap that around.
That's pretty amazing in itself. You and I have talked about this, Dana, when I go back to Ireland next time, that top of my list, above all else, is Newgrange.
Yes, it is beautiful. It's a stunning sight, and if you are a bit claustrophobic, just keep that in mind. It will bring you into the space, but it is a beautiful spot.
Now you've crouched
and experienced the
aura of Newgrange.
I have, and just the way that it's all set up, and the local characters that will take you through the guide, it's an experience not to miss. Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, Royal Irish, of course, can take you to see Ireland's ancient east.
We certainly can.
How best to do that?
Well, I'm going to take us back one more time to our deluxe Manor Royal coach tour, because that does quite a bit of Ireland, but then we do come down into the ancient east and we'll take you into Waterford, also Kilkenny, the Viking and medieval city of Kilkenny, so there's a lot of history there. We actually stay in a beautiful Powers Court hotel.
Gorgeous.
Have you been?
No, but I've seen the pictures.
I know. 800 years of history on this property. It sits on about 50 acres of grounds. And what's lovely about it, it's the kind of place that locals will go to on a weekend when you go to visit the estate and their special occasions. So to be able to include that for our travelers this year is really, really exciting. And while you're staying there, one of the visits we'll take you down to as well is Dunbrody. And Dunbrody is where you can visit the replica of a famine ship, or the ships that actually came over to North America. So again, if you're tracing your roots, it's a great journey, and it tells the tale of many who boarded those ships for over to the New World.
And so many inclusions in that tour, too.
Oh, this one is stuffed full. So breakfast every morning and 6 3-course evening meals. We have a signature dinner, which we did Tocsins. I like that name, too.
How can it not be brilliant?
How can it not? You have a lovely tour on the Shannon Estuary Ferry on this one, which is a bit of a treat. That's, again, a new one for us. A farewell dinner in Dublin, so you'll have a night of entertainment and merrymaking to say goodbye to your new friends, or say see you soon, not goodbye. Some of the places that we'll take you to, in total, Belfast, the Giant's Causeway, Donegal, Galway, Cliffs of Moher, Limerick, Killarney, Blarney, Cork, Kilkenny, Dublin. I'm out of breath.
Just pause on what a tour of those. They're all stunning in their own right. But Cliffs of Moher, for instance, are the tallest cliffs in Ireland?
They are the majestic Cliffs of Moher. They're a sight of wonder.
Then have you stood atop the cliffs?
I have, and it's certainly a sight to take in. It's beautiful.
With the wild Atlantic wind in your hair. It is. I think that's, again, an iconic sight that you've got to go to.
And I think the thing that strikes me, too, is just the ruggedness of the coastline. Yep. Like, it's so beautiful and stunning.
Now, another nice way to see them, and we've just put this together for a particular group that came to us, is they're actually taking a little cruise out to the Aran Islands, just off the coast there, and they're on their way back, they're going to tour the Cliffs of Moher from the base of it. So from the boat versus climbing on top, they're going to get a whole different angle. Yeah. So I think that's exciting.
Wow. Neat way to do it.
Now, also part of this tour, of course, is one of my favourite little bits of Ireland, Killarney.
Oh, Killarney, of course. Best description someone told me of Killarney once is it's about the size of an all-inclusive resort, so it's not too big.
It's true.
It has live music on almost every single corner. Beautiful cobblestone streets. You can take a caleche ride, or kind of the horse and
the jaunting car,
as they call them over there, which is fabulous. You go through the Killarney National Park, visit Muckross House. It's a real treat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lovely, lovely part of Ireland. I can't believe that we're coming to the end of the show already. So I'm going to ask both of you, if I may, just one idea from each of you as to what might make for a more perfect trip to this most perfect of countries.
And hand over to you first, Dana. It's okay.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Well, I think one thing that's top of mind for me right now, just given the frigid cold weather we've had here this week, is that any time is a good time to visit, and also the value that exists in the shoulder season. So, you know, you might have traditionally thought of going between June and September, but really go at any time. Go now, get some warmth, and kind of get out of the cold at this point.
Great idea. I think my last trip was in March, and we had lovely spring-like weather.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Tanya?
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with Dana there. I think getting out of the traditional times of year to travel to Ireland is well worth it. It's through the winter time, you can have a lovely roasting fireplace after a nice walk along the mountainside and just grab a whiskey and curl up by the fire.
I don't know why. I don't drink whiskey anywhere else but Ireland.
But I think when you combine that with, the friendly locals that are in the pubs as well as the music, it's such a wonderful evening.
It is something that is so totally unique about that destination. Thank you both so much for taking us on the grand tour today.
Thank you, Chris. This is a highlight of our St. Patrick's weekend. Always coming in and a few shenanigans here on the Chris Robinson show.
Shenanigans, I like it. We'll post a picture too on the other show. Our show website.
Absolutely.
So our listeners can check it all out. And do join us next week for another travel experience. In the meantime, you can check out my Ireland Pinterest board or my Ireland travel blog from some of my Irish experiences. In the meantime, happy St. Patrick's Day and may the road rise up to meet you. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. On a travel news segment earlier this month, I noted Sunwing's domestic Canadian flights this summer. Well, now you can add Transat to your options for a good value flight within Canada this summer to celebrate our 150th birthday. Air Transat has direct service from Toronto to Vancouver, Calgary and Montreal this summer, including daily flights to Vancouver and Montreal and 4 flights a week to Calgary from May right through to October. It's well worth remembering these 2 charter airlines for Canadian flights in the summer as they represent excellent value for money alternatives to the usual scheduled fares. And talking of airlines, Air Canada is launching a new program that allows passengers to bid auction style on upgrades to premium economy and business class. The new program will be up and running by the summer and is available for select destinations operated by Air Canada and Air Canada Rouge. Air Canada will email eligible passengers who have booked directly on the Air Canada website, on the Air Canada mobile website, or via Air Canada reservations 10 days prior to departure to invite them to make an upgrade offer. To see if they're eligible for an upgrade, travellers can also visit the airline bid upgrade website and enter their booking reference and last name to access the auction. A sliding scale will be used to enter a bid with a set minimum and maximum amount in place. A corresponding chart allows passengers to see the strength of their offer, which can be revised or cancelled at any time up to 4 days prior to departure time. And then approximately 48 hours before departure, travellers will be notified by email as to whether or not their bid has been accepted. If so, their credit card will be charged and their flight rebooked to the applicable higher class of service. The acceptance of an upgrade offer will obviously depend on several factors, including availability, the number of offers received, and the amount each passenger is offering to be upgraded. It's an innovative idea from Air Canada, and it'll be very interesting to see how popular this auction concept will become. If you're considering a trip to the Emerald Isle after our travel show this morning, our deal of the week is with our Royal Irish Tours for their Irish Twist Pub and Heritage Tour. This trip combines Ireland's magnificent beauty and music and folklore on a lively 7-night tour. It explores the famous Guinness Storehouse, the mighty Cliffs of Moher, and the wild Atlantic Way. Wander the cobblestone streets of Galway by day and take in some Irish song and music by night. From Cashel to Connemara, and all from a price of $1,899, taxes included. Go to ritvacations.com. Next week's destination on the show, to complete our European month of the travel show, is a country sometimes called the Land of Milk and Honey. It's a place of soaring alpine peaks, crisscrossed by glaciers, lakes and verdant valleys. There's history, charming towns, splendid national cuisine, and little-known wines. And as for the chocolate and the cheese, whoa, yes, we're exploring Switzerland in the heart of Europe. It's a special place for me personally. I used to holiday there in the mountains when I was a lad. And now my eldest son lives and works in Zurich, so I feel a particular affinity to this country. Do drop in at the chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website for the details of the show. And while you're there, you can also link across to my Pinterest board and my travel blog on my recent trips to Ireland. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Zoomer Radio as we explore Switzerland in all its spectacular glory on The Chris Robinson Travel Show.